Rescue at Sea from Exodus and Matthew. In the events of the Exodus, we see God's promise to Abraham of a great nation of descendants realized. In the people's entry into Canaan, God's promise of land is realized. These are the stories of God's promises kept all in God's time. The promises God made to Abraham, finally realized in the events of the Exodus and entry into Canaan 560 years after the promises were made. Clearly, God's time and our time are vastly different. The God of Abraham is a God who does not forget his people nor his promises. No matter how long it takes, God is still with us and never leaves us. No matter what we do, we are forgiven because of Jesus. The good news for the Hebrews is in the form of Moses. The good news for them and us is in the name of Jesus Christ. God does the work of freeing the people, not Moses. God is the one who fought the battles for the Hebrews as Moses listened and led them to freedom. It was God who made the water come out of the stone. God separated the water of the sea as the Hebrews walked on dry land. God slowed the chariot wheels or caused them to fall off. It was and is the one who can fight the evil in the world, not Moses and not us. God tells us to love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength. It is God who says, love your neighbor as yourself. It is God, not us, who will save this world from all the evils that torment us and try to turn us from God. God says, be still and know that I am here. And then he says, now go and spread the good news of Jesus Christ to all nations. God said to Moses, tell them to be still when the Hebrew people began to complain. We are restless because we do not know what to do with the situation going on around us. Trust in God. Love our neighbors. God will do the rest. Jesus said, go out baptizing and making disciples of all nations. Teach them all that I have commanded you. Jesus commanded us to love each other the way Jesus first loved us. Jesus' love for God's children will never end because Jesus is the open gate of God's promise of eternal life. God never leaves us, and God always keeps his promise to all God's children. Grace comes from Jesus, the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of salvation, you rescued the Israelites at the edge of the Red Sea. Rescue us from the things of this world that threaten our lives and livelihoods, so that we might forever place our trust in you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the open gate, our Savior and Lord. Amen.